what were y'all seeing about their defense that kind of opened up the offense a little bit?
We knew going in we was going to have to run the football, you know, period. And, you know, start off kind of sluggish, turning the ball over. But overall, we knew we had to run the ball. And I think in the second half, when you get 2 or 3 yards against a good football team, that gives you a better opportunity of making plays on second and third down. And our backs ran hard. But up front, man, I'm telling you, those guys deserve, I don't know what they give out for Monday Night Award, the horse trailer or whatever they got now. All of those guys need to be up on that thing because they did a great job against a good football team.
How about your touchdown today?
Just a little call Mike made there at the end that saw how the guy was playing and just gave me a chance, you know, throw a fade and it worked out. You know, it's things like teams like that, man. You got to find a way to get a lead and make them play catch up ball, and that kind of pretty much did them in because they couldn't run the ball anymore. The clock was on our side, and things just worked out for us.
How important was it to have that killer instinct? You know, the Ravens come back the last couple of weeks. You know, after a turnover, you guys go right to Javon Walker, and you went an out, and then you have a touchdown. How important was it to kind of put the Ravens away there?
Yeah, and that's what you got to do, man. When you're playing good football teams, you got to find a way to get the lead. First of all, you got to find a way to get the lead when you know their defense is their strong point. You know, and honestly, for us, our defense is our strong point. Those guys are playing phenomenal. You know, and the thing is, they say, "Hey, man, just get a 7, we'll win." You know, honestly, if we'd had 7, we'd have won. You know, because of the way they play. But you know, as an offense, we got to execute a lot better than we did. But you know, it was good enough for us to win, and it's something that, you know, the way we are and how hard we are on each other, we'll go back and look at it and say, where can we be better? And we definitely got to protect the ball. And I think we had some big shots downfield that we didn't capitalize on. We get those, the game is over early. But you know, we didn't make them happen.
How about Tatum's performance? Fumbled early and then bounced back. Had a great game.
Yeah, he did. And the biggest play of the game was the 3rd and 8 or whatever it was, close to the end, and him just using second effort and the guys up front scrapping, man, just battling to try to find a way to get that first down. And at that point in time, you're thinking, you know, we're just going to run the ball, probably get 4 or 5 yards, maybe kick a field goal. But, you know, with them picking up that big first down, you know, they gave us a chance to go for the touchdown, and that really put the game away. And you know, he kept apologizing for it. And I told him, in this business, we all going to make mistakes. It's what you do at the end. You know, and he came back at the end, man, and stepped up big time.
Rod, you've been here for a while. The way this defense is playing, have you seen this defense here in Denver play the way this one?
No. I mean, like I said, the preparation for us for this game was going against our own defense. You know, they played the same kind of style, and I just feel our guys are better at it. You know, they are. They're the one top defenses in the league for a reason, and we get to go against those guys every day, and they make us better. You know, and at the same time, they make it hard on us. You know, and so going into this game, we were well prepared. And like I say, I don't know. I think we should put a little clip of Al on the game day cover every week. You know, just put him in the corner or something. But the way he played, man, is a true leader. You know, and I think unfairly to him is always comparison with Ray Lewis and Al. And I mean, I like Ray Lewis, I really do. But 56, can't nobody stop him, man? The dude is a phenomenal player. He flies under the radar. He just goes out there and go to work. He doesn't get all the hype and the fanfare that a lot of these other guys get. But I'm telling you, you watch snap the whistle, that sucker's flying, man. And he was all over the football field. And like I say, as a true leader of our football team, that's the way you're supposed to play. And he's exhausted. And so I know he left everything out there for me, you know. And I did the same for him. And that's the way he plays football. And he, like I said, he doesn't get enough credit for what he actually does, not only for this defense, but for our football team. And I hopefully, you know, after tonight's performance in front of, you know, the whole country, people will start recognizing 56, because that dude is a hell of a football player.
You've played some tough defenses the last several weeks, Kansas City, New England, this team. Do you put it more on the defenses you play and how tough they are, or offensive execution on your guys?
Yeah, we need to execute better. Bottom line, we definitely need to execute better. I'm not going to discount that, us not getting the yards and the points that we need to get. Regardless of how well our defense plays, we should be blowing people out if we do our job, you know. The thing is to find a way to win. You know, this is going to be a dogfight from the start, but we had plenty of opportunities to really put the game away, and we didn't capitalize on it. But at the same time, we got to go back to work, and it's always easier to go back to work after a win, you know. So, you know, we'll get tomorrow off, and Wednesday we'll come back. Be hard on each other, not let our coaches be hard on us. We're going to be hard on each other. How can I find a way to make that play that Jake needs me to make, or find a way to get open for him? And those off-schedule plays are the ones that are most crucial, you know, and because it's not going to always happen the way they draw it up, you know. And like that run by Tatum, that ain't the way they drew it up, but at the same time, the guys found a way to make it work, you know, and that's what we have to do more as a unit, and then I think that'll get our offense back up in the upper echelon of offenses in this league.
Talking trash to Trevor out there? Any talking going on?
Yeah, I told him I got a throwback jersey of his, and I'm going to throw it back at him if he don't sign it for me. I got one of his jerseys. You know, Trevor's a tremendous friend, he and Mike both, you know, and you always want to see guys that you work so long with. You know, I shared two Super Bowls with him, and that feeling is never going away. You know, and he's a big part of this organization, you know, with the way he played. And, you know, he's on the other side now. But at the same time, I always root for him. You know, that's not today, but I'll root for him later on, you know, because he and Mike both, you know, very gracious as far as, you know, coming up to all the guys. We going out to them because they're still a part of this family. You know, they've had some – their careers got started here, you know what I'm saying? And in the end, it's probably going to end here somehow, some way.